pension funds to invest in a revamped Eskom that will be well-run and corruption-free. COSATU is already in talks with the government over its offer for state workers' pension savings to be used to cut Eskom's 450 billion debt by 250 billion rand, although a number of unions are opposed to this. Last week, Finance Minister Tito Mboweni said it wouldn't be fair unless private pension funds were also involved. Ramaphosa was responding to questions during a meeting with the South African National Editors Forum and the Parliamentary Press Gallery Association in Cape Town. And finally, the man accused of sexual assault and murder of a 7-year-old Cape Town boy is a relative. Police arrested 50-year-old Jacobus Petros shortly after Regan Kasia's body was found on Sunday. Petros appeared in the local magistrate court yesterday. He is currently on parole after serving time for another crime. Petros is the victim's step-grandfather's brother and lives only 2 doors away from the slain child's family home. The National Prosecuting Authority confirmed the accused was released on parole in November, but has not yet confirmed what he was convicted of. Chores erupted in the courtroom yesterday when Kitsia's angry relatives tried to grab the accused while he was standing in the dock. Taking a look at your financial indicators this hour, the rand is trading at $1,635.95 an ounce. The dollar is at 15 rands 30 cents, 17 rands 9 cents to the euro, and 19 rands 72 cents to the pound. A partly cloudy Wednesday in store for Gauteng. Temperatures expected to reach a low of 12 degrees, peaking at around 25 degrees in Johannesburg. Your top trends on Twitter this hour include hashtag Mbali, hashtag Pori, hashtag Poltusi, and hashtag South Africans. Top stories on the urban branch, Minister of Health Zweli Mkhize is giving an update on the status of department's response to the coronavirus outbreak, as well as the state of preparedness and readiness in the event that it reaches South Africa. For UJFM News, I am Refilwe Katong. Catch more news updates at 11:30. For now, you are tuned into the Urban Branch on UJFM 95.4.
4 minutes past 11 o'clock. When we get back, we're getting into another conversation. We're chatting with Pat Mahlangu from Pat on Brands, as well as Lucia Malapane, and we are going to be discussing Time Bank.
Young, vibrant style, and trendy. UJFM. This is UJFM 95.4.
I don't know if this is it. Is this it to you?
UJFM, shaping the future.